2 weeks ago, and then last week we got him 41 yards and essentially in a drive because we were really determined to try to get him in the end zone, and he was able to get in the end zone.
Nice. All right.
And then our three returning seniors who basically played all 4 years and were our captains, Judah Johnson, who was an outstanding corner for us all season when healthy, also a kind of a spot running back there. He had a great last game. You know, I got very lucky in the sense that I was trying to get all my seniors that were special teams guys, or, you know, that ball carry guys, the ball. Judah was able to take 2 carries for 62 yards and get the end zone both times.
Wow.
So that was very good.
Yeah.
Nolan Niehoff, our center, who I did let carry the ball one time. He'd been bugging me all year. He had gotten to do a few things last year, and I told him it would have to be 100-0 before I would consider it. But I guess I got a little soft on the last play of the game. Unfortunately, he lost a yard, so his average,
he had one
carry for 3 yards last year. Now he's got two carries for a total of 2 yards in his career, so now he's down to just a 1 yard per carry guy.
That's pretty
But he had 13 pancakes in our last game, and he was recognized. We'll get some more official things out here in a week or so, but his play all year was recently recognized. And then A.J. Morgan, another one of our senior captains, who is our tight end and linebacker. He actually was able to get a pick six that did not get called back because he had one in Shell Lake.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he did get a pick six that was not called back. It counts. It's on film. He had a touchdown against Mellon that just due to the field location and all that, we did not actually get on film. So we joke, hey, if it's not on film, it didn't happen. So here he has a non-receiving touchdown on film. So it was kind of a glorious moment for our seniors. Kind of got all the three guys a touchdown that are ball carriers and got in, and it just kind of worked out perfectly. Really, it's almost like a Hollywood movie. I couldn't probably have written it any better.
Fantastic. All right, so who are some of the key people we have coming back for next year? And we have a quarterback coming back, so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, Hudson Helgaard had a heck of a season. I always joke with Hudson. Hudson likes to throw the ball a little bit further downfield, and it does make it hard to connect. He had 942 yards rushing on the season, and I told him, you know, a couple times, instead of trying to chuck it 40 yards down to Corbin or Dylan, if you just tucked it and ran, he probably would have had a 1,000-yard rushing season. But, you know, just shy of 1,000 yards rushing. He did have over 700 yards passing, so I guess he does know how to throw the ball as well.
Yes.
7 rushing touchdowns, 5 throwing touchdowns. So that's a big part of our offense, and he's back. We hope and expect to have Derek Bonga back, who is dealing with an injury. On the offensive line, 2 of our returning starters, Greg Morgan and Jaden Moto, will be back. Greg had 8 pancakes last Friday, and Jaden had 4. So for linemen, they don't get stats, so we kind of track pancakes, and they get stickers for them.
Define a pancake for those who don't know.
So a pancake block is when you block the person in front of you so much that they actually fall over. So
okay.
That is you know, kind of a stat pride thing for a lineman.
Right.
And then we do have a lot of our kind of receiving core back. Dylan Eath is only a sophomore from our Mercer group. Corbin Phelps is a junior here out of Shawmagon. Carson McPeak was a starter on our defensive line. He had missed some time with an injury, but he's only a sophomore. Dalton Schmidt is our probably best defensive player and our leader at linebacker. He's only a junior. He's also one of our kind of wing back running backs, a guy who will catch the ball. I think it was second on our team in receptions, first in actually receiving touchdowns. He runs the ball for us out of the wing back, out of the running back. So very versatile player. We have a lot of guys coming back. We have some guys in sophomore that were sophomores this year that got to kind of show us what they can do throughout the year, whether on the practice field or in glimpses on the field. So, no, we're feeling pretty good about what we have coming back. We had a couple kids that were out the whole season due to injury, so they'll be completely back next year. It sounds like it's a plan. So I'm knocking on wood. I believe we're going to have 8 seniors, and I know you've talked with Steve about kind of his thing, and, you know, he says that seniors are really the key because, again, it's a man's game, and, you know, last year they had 10 seniors, and I think this year they still had like 6 or 7 seniors. They had some that came out for the first time, and, you know, when you do have those 17, 18-year-old old boys playing in football, it does make a really big difference. So we're slated to have about 8 seniors next year, which will definitely help. And then our our sophomore class is actually well-sized, so we might even be around 16 kids that were juniors and seniors and having a full varsity, which should then make the incoming freshmen and sophomores no reason that we can't have a full JV schedule, which is really what you need to grow a program.
Right, and we're going into a season with a new look in the conference, and local rivalries will be renewed. Rib Lake will have their own program. Prentice will have their own program. So this is pretty awesome for this area.
Yeah, we're really excited about that because we did our all-conference meeting last night. It was via Google Meets because it, you know, all the way out from Minog to us to, mm-hmm. you know, Washburn, you know, our conference was very, very large. And I was thinking about it last night. It's like, we might be the center of our conference. I mean, you got Hurley, you know, Phillips, Prentice, Rib Lake, Flambeau, Athens, you know, like we're kind of that middle point. Us and Phillips are kind of the middle point of that conference. So it's going to eliminate some of the crazy travel, but as you said, really kind of allow us to get some local rivalries, which I think will be really, really good for the area and really revive high school football in the area. Because I think it's been an adjustment to the 8-man game, but I think one of the biggest reasons is because you haven't had the rivalries and you don't have the towns next to each other playing all that often.
Yeah. All conference honors, are they being put on hiatus until a certain time, or can you tell us?
I know who we got. I was told that we were supposed to get an email this morning about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think that I have gotten that email yet, Joel. So as a first-year coach, my motto is don't do something dumb. So
yeah, well, let us know.
Stay out of that, yeah.
Yeah, drop it off. Drop off all the honorees. So good year for you, Coach, and looking forward to build. And now the off season, of course, is very important for kids to play other sports, but also to, you know, don't throw that football in the corner until next July or August. They got to do a little something in the off season, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, being a smaller school, we want our kids to participate in as many sports as possible. And also just lifting, you know, getting year round, getting bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah.
You know, there's that natural maturity that happens amongst young men as they get older in high school. But if we can add, you know, a little bit of more weight and strength, that definitely helps a football program. And it helps them in all their sports. I know going into this basketball season, you got a couple kids that are now talking about wanting to be able to dunk in a basketball game. And a lot of it's been because of the lifting that they've been doing in the summer and fall for football, that they're jumping high enough to be able to do that. So
very good. Well, congrats on the nice year, Coach, and the program is on its way up on an upswing. So congrats to you and the coaches and everybody for all your hard work for the kids.
Well, thank you very much, Joel.
You bet. Coach Tony Morgan, head coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team, wrapping up their season this past Friday night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two women, both senior citizens, are back home in Israel after being abducted by Hamas.
The terrorist group Hamas freeing two elderly Israeli female hostages more than 2 weeks after abducting them from kibbutz near Oz. 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz and 79-year-old Nurit Cooper escorted out of Gaza by the International Red Cross late Monday in a deal brokered by Qatar and Egypt. Israeli officials taking them directly to Tel Aviv's Ichilov Hospital. Doctors say both women are in good condition. Hamas still holding 220 hostages, Israelis, foreign nationals, and at least 9 Americans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The World Health Organization saying this morning that nearly two-thirds of Gaza's health facilities have ceased functioning. Israeli bombardments continuing as fears grow of a wider regional war. House Republicans meeting right now to pick a nominee to be speaker. This is ABC News. Facing a judge today, a pilot who allegedly tried to yank a couple levers that would have cut power to the engines mid-flight, the flight crew was able to stop him. The suspect, Joseph Emerson, was off duty and hitching a ride on a spare seat. He's facing 83 counts of attempted murder. Back to work today for studios and actors trying to find a way to end a strike that's been going on since July.
They're taking their seats around the negotiating table again today as talks resume between the Hollywood actors and studios. Sources tell ABC News that AI will be a focus and has been one of the main sticking points in talks so far. The mood on the strike lines, cautiously optimistic, with an emphasis on the cautious. Talks were held for almost 2 weeks recently before the studios abruptly broke them off. Over the weekend, the strike crossed the 100-day mark, the longest actor strike ever.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. And we're learning more about a heist of dimes in Philadelphia. An indictment now says four suspects stole $230,000 worth. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise cloudy. High of 59, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 46. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Overcast skies. Mid-50s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the low 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. High of 59 today. Lows level off around 46 tonight. High of 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
Let's go, guys!
Small treats and no tricks this Halloween. Just the best country.
98 Q Country.
Country, the better life. At 9:15, Coach's Show. We get the coaches on Tuesday mornings, and we're going to We'll talk with Athletic Director Mike Hagerbrecht in just a little bit, because Phillips has really had an incredible fall season when it comes to sports, and one of those is football. We've got to put a wrap on the season here. Head coach Steve Precor of the Phillips Loggers. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Joel.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Wrapped up the season with a nice win, and I'm sure a nice cap to the season on Friday night at home there, Coach.
It was. It was a great way to end the season, especially we had to scramble to pick up the game. We had Wasson Newman lined up for us, and they made the playoffs, and we had an agreement with Athens, and they found someone else. So it was like panic mode for a few days to pick somebody up. And then Green Bay NEW Lutheran Co-op was looking for a game also. They were looking to go as far as New Auburn. And that week, they couldn't even get a bus. So they ended up renting four vehicles and asking parents to drive kids. So,
oh, really?
So the fact that the game happened was a minor miracle. But it was a fantastic way for us to end the season.
Oh, hang on. The season's over, Coach, but I think Trigg Mullman just scored again. I think
from 60, right?
That's right.
That is
one of the more incredible seasons when you look at his stats and what he did this year, Coach. Wow.
It's video. They were video game numbers.
Trigg
had 59 carries and 23 touchdowns. That doesn't happen. It was a special season for him. I mean, he's a special player. He did fantastic. But kudos to his offensive line, who paved some massive holes for him. I think Ethan Upson did a fantastic job setting that the edge on that trap block. And Jack Kowicki, I think, on 20 of the 23 touchdowns escorts Trigg into the end zone. So he was fun to watch. It was neat.
Yeah. Great year for you. Conference championship and just a lot of good things happening with your program. Let's talk a little bit about who we will be saying goodbye to, some of the seniors. It's always tough as a coach to have that last practice and last game with some of those seniors.
Yeah, it is. And I wasn't expecting it to be as emotional as it was this year, being that many of our seniors were first-year players that didn't play in the program for very long. But they were a special group. It was fun to get to know them this season, see the effort that they put in to be successful. As we talked about Trigg Mullman, he's been a four-year player. He's going to be a tough one to lose, especially coming off. We didn't know what to expect, having graduated 10 seniors the year prior. Trigg was good on both offense and defense. Levi Durr was, without a doubt, our off-season leader. He's a guy that got kids into the weight room. Unfortunately, he ended his season of a week short with an injury, which I feel terrible for, because he put his heart and soul into Phillips football. Ethan Upson, another senior, he came out because one of his buddies wrestled, so they made a bet, and he came out for football because his buddy wrestled. And thank goodness he did, because he was an outstanding leader at practice. Great, great football player. I mean, he's a kid, high energy, high motor, didn't stop. Made a big difference on our football team.
All right.
Ethan Podmalik, another four-year guy for me. Played center and defensive end. And if he had three bad snaps all season long, which we played in some miserable conditions and are in the shotgun the entire time, he did a great job. Drew Hochschild, he came back out. He played as a sophomore very little. He had an injury, didn't play his junior year, and then came back out. And he was he's a force. He's a force on defense, and he was our vertical threat on offense. We don't throw the ball a lot. But we threw it enough that he broke our records, receiving yardage in a season since we went to 8-man football. So he definitely was a threat for us there. And then Jack Kowicki, he's another first-year football player who came out because his friends were having fun. And like I mentioned before, he did a great job on the offensive line, which is oftentimes a super thankless position. And finally, Daniel Adamitis. another first-year guy came out because some of his wrestling buddies played, and I think he had more fun than he thought he would, and ended up being a pretty good contributor towards the end of the season.
Well, when you have a great season like that, a great bunch of seniors, it's hard to lose them, but the good news is some of your younger guys did get to see the field quite a bit in some of those games. So that kind of sets the stage. You're hoping for some of those players that maybe didn't see the field as much this year to take that step next year, right?
Absolutely. And having as many seniors that we have this year, fortunately, we're able to play a junior varsity schedule, which just makes football better. They get to play freshmen versus freshmen, sophomores versus, and not have to go step out on the field on Friday nights and try to play against a 200-pound senior. Yeah. So,
and that takes a lot of pressure off you as a coach too, right? Because you want to see these kids get on the field, and knowing they're having that chance at JV really just takes a lot of pressure off knowing the kids are going to get to see that field.
Absolutely. I mean, when you can look out and know that you're significantly oversized, overmatched, and you're putting kids in a position that they shouldn't be in, and we can avoid that, which is definitely takes the pressure off of us. And fundamentally, you know, playing the lower level football just makes better football players, and they get to make mistakes with kids their size and their speed and their talent.
Yeah. Well, very special season for the Loggers, back-to-back conference champions, and now next week we just talk with next year, rather, we talk with Coach Morgan next year. This is going to be fun because now we got the rivalries. We got some, we got all local teams. So this is going to be a new chapter and a fun next step for eight-man football here.
It certainly is. It's going to be, and it's going to be fun next year. It's going to be more fun the following year when these kids, they're all going to play basketball against each other. They're going to know each, I mean, they'll play every school. Looking forward to that because then you really develop rivalries across multiple sports. And it just all kind of culminates with football, in my opinion, in just a little bit different way. So looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to no 2.5-hour bus ride.
Exactly. And the schedule's pretty much set, right? Good on the ADs too, because the schedule's pretty much set for the year, right?
It is. So we will play everybody in our conference. We'll play one crossover with our sister conference, which is comprised of similar schools that we play this year. And then we get to go out and get one non-conference game to start the season.
All right. Very good. And all conference honors will be announced today, I believe. Is that right?
Yep. I'm just like Tony. I'm waiting for for that email so that I can let everybody know.
All right. Coach, congrats to you and the staff and everybody on a wonderful season there. And we always appreciate you taking time to join us and update the fans here each Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the coverage and the sponsors who let it happen.
As always, thank you, Mr. Precor. Steve Precor, head coach of the Phillips Loggers, conference champion football team, 2 years back-to-back, and a very special year. There will be a lot of Phillips Loggers on that all-conference list when it is released a little bit later on here today. It's 9:23. We're going to have another guest coming up in just a little bit. Athletic Director Mike Agerbrecht is going to talk about a very, very special fall sports season that has happened in Phillips this year. One that many schools may probably have never had happen before, and we'll talk about that coming up.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Cuts brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturdays, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin, marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hafner Construction says respecting and caring for our veterans, both past and present, should be a prime concern for all of us. Remember, we owe today's achievements and prosperity to those who have fought and fallen, and those who continue to fight to secure the safety of our country for future generations. And let's salute their families for their patience and patriotism. This message is courtesy of Hafner Construction, your veteran-owned general contractor, serving our community with quality and pride. Call 715-246-3921. That's 715-246-3921.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Here's another monster hit. Happy Halloween.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I
Kelly Roll there in 98Q Country. It's 9:30. Our coach's show continues. We're going to talk fall sports, and we mentioned an incredible fall sports season for the Logger Athletics. We've got Athletic Director Mike Hagerbeck, who's nice enough to join us to talk a little bit about that. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, it's not too often that any season, whether it's fall, winter, or spring, Mike, that a program can claim what Phillips has done this fall, but it's been quite a fall sports season for Logger Sports, hasn't it?
It has. It's been awesome. You know, you figure our football team won conference for second time in a row. Our volleyball team won conference, which is three of the last 4 years. Our boys and girls cross-country teams both won their conference this year, both qualifying for the state tournament. And we have a tennis team that, you know, plays in a really hard conference and had great participation this year and did very well themselves this year. So it's been a great year.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic year. Let's talk about the volleyball, because volleyball had a great season. It ended short of sectionals, but that was a pretty hard region in sectional they were in, and got to make that fun trip all the way over west a couple different times, but still just a great year for Coach Hoagland and the girls.
Yeah, I mean, our girls volleyball team ended the season 28-4 and ended up with a 5 seed in the tournament, which you can see how hard that is. You know, they ended up traveling over to play the number one ranked team in the state, St. Croix Falls, and got beaten 3 sets, but worked their butts off and actually were right there in all 3 sets, you know, till the very end. When you talk about the difficulty of that regional, you know, if they had won that, they would have gone to Barron to play the 5th ranked team in the state, and then probably the Chippewa Falls McDonald, the 3rd ranked team in the state. You know, it just happens. It's one of those years that the regional was stacked.
Yeah, exactly. And cross country, the success on both the boys and the girls side team, a lot of depth in both of those teams, and that's what it takes to win a conference championship in cross country, isn't it?
Yeah, so our boys and girls, you know, they both made it to state last year, both making it to state again this year. Our girls won their sectional by 51 points this year, which is, you know, a crazy amount. And we don't have any seniors on the team, so for the girls. And the boys, maybe not quite as deep, but they got guys coming again. And you know, they finished 4th at the state tournament last year. And, you know, I don't know that we're going down there to win state championship this year, but I would guess we're looking to be in that top half for sure, which would be unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And football, back-to-back conference championships, and we just talked with Coach Precor. Very exciting time for 8-man football here in the Northwoods as that transition from 11 to 8. Now we've got a conference set next year with local rivalries. So this is a fun time for kids, and I think a kind of a rejuvenation now of football in our area.
Yeah, you know, we were one of the first teams, probably I think the first team in our conference to go 8-man, and we took a lot of heat for that, you know, but you play in that Merriwood Conference, we were getting knocked around pretty well, and, you know, the Stratfords, the Edgars, the Marathons, and our participation numbers were just going down, and we went to this 8-man, and, you know, teams have started to follow. I mean, half the northern part of the state is going that way now, and it's competitive football. It's fun. You know, it gives these kids up here a chance to compete. You know, our numbers are outstanding now because we're seeing some success and, you know, being able to compete with teams. And the next step of this all would be to get our teams that like Shawamigan and Phillips and the team we played the other night from Green Bay, some sort of representation going into the playoffs. You know, currently if you're over 200 in enrollment, you're not allowed in there, and we put up our number for next year already, and our number for next year is 205. So, you know, we're 5 people over being able to have our football team play in playoffs. So eventually I think the WAA will get us a division over 200, but it's a slow process.
Yeah, it'll get there. That'll be the final step in the football to give that kids the postseason. All right, yep. And postseason honors are coming. I know they're coming out for football today, so a lot of kids will be recognized with that. So just a great fall season.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what we really have going for us in the right now in our school is just great participation and great youth programs going. Not only are our numbers, you know, our boys and girls cross country teams can hardly ride with the middle school to a meet anymore because the bus is too full. You know, and then you pick things in our school like FBLA and eSports and High Quiz Bowl, and they all got tons of participation, and it's just great to see in our school right now.
All right. A lot of good things happen at Logger Camp. We look forward to following the cross-country team. We'll have the members with us Thursday morning, I believe in the 9 o'clock hour. They'll be on the radio to talk with us. So, all right, Coach Jacob Reck, thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you on the court this winter.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Mike Agerbrecht. He's the athletic director of the Phillips School. And just a memorable year. All conference championships in boys and girls cross country, in volleyball, in football. And just a great fall season. So we look forward to that cross country. Again, we're going to have the cross country. Shawamigan's going to be on at 8:30. And then Phillips on, I believe, shortly after 9 o'clock. Thursday morning, we will talk cross country as they all head off to state coming up this weekend. A weather update now brought to you by Hanson HVAC, heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. High of 59, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 46. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Overcast skies. Mid-50s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the low 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. High of 59 today. Lows level off around 46 tonight. High of 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 51.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
Changing of the seasons.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say, "That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts up tin, chest up out, like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of." Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. That old hot rod sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, "Let me tell you right now,
girl that loves her. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Dylan Scott, you can't have mine.
No, you can't have mine.
It's 9:47. Well, thanks to our coaches and Coach Jacob Breck, the AD of Phillips, for coming on. We'll archive those at 98qcountry.com a little later on here this morning. Before we depart today, we leave with a question. You have heard the five-second rule, right? If you've been around long enough, something falls on the floor, people will say, five-second rule. If it's there less than 5 seconds, you're okay. Well, is there anything to that? Or is it just people, is it just something that's been passed along? So most of us know that if food falls on the floor and it's been there less than 5 seconds, we know somebody has said it at some point, we think it's still acceptable to eat it. So no one knows the origin of this question or this rule. And plenty of people think it is kind of gross, but that hasn't stopped anyone from picking up dropped food and shoving it into their mouth and eating it. So although its origins may be a bit murky, actually scientists have devoted time and resources to testing out the five-second rule. And surprisingly, it is not an entirely bogus theory, depending on the cleanliness of the floor. To be clear, no scientist has gone on record recommending that you eat any drop food. However, a science experiment conducted at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, oh, they're up to no good down there, they have proved, does anything good happen at Illinois or University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign? I'm sure something does. So they did a study there, and it proves that as long as the food was picked up within the five-second time limit, that the presence of microorganisms on the dropped food was very minimal. However, the experiment was conducted after first sanitizing the floor, and it only applies to hard flooring, like tile and wood, which are, of course, less likely to serve as an incubator for pathogens. No testing was conducted on carpeting and other soft surfaces, which can hold moisture and become, you know, breeding grounds for bacteria. So cutting to the chase, it is definitely not recommended to blindly follow the five-second rule. You have no way of knowing which pathogens are on your floor. So the bottom rule is use your common sense, all right? If you drop it in a mud puddle for 1 second, don't eat it, all right? If you drop it on your kitchen floor and you know it's somewhat clean, you know, if it's a chip, I think a chip, yeah, is usually pretty good. But if it's something, obviously, with moisture in it, so we didn't really learn anything there, but we had a little discussion that the five-second rule is actually something that has been tested by scientists down in all those Illinois people. They're always up to that stuff. We've got a cloudy day today, a warm day today, high of about 60. I hope it's a good one for you tomorrow. Reality Radio, some good local stuff in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours. We got a little Titletown update, courtesy of Mr. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. A little Packer news in just a moment.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has over 250 channels dedicated to every genre and entertainment, all for free. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at exergen.com.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are off today before returning to the practice field on Wednesday, where they'll start preparing for Sunday's matchup against the Vikings. Matt LaFleur's offense, shut out in the first half by Denver, has scored just 6 points combined in the last four first halves. LaFleur said they just can't stay away from mistakes.
Just not consistent execution, and obviously you got to do a better job of putting our guys in a better position, particularly in the first half. And yeah, just disappointed, and disappointed for our guys. I thought they battled hard. We did have some adversity strike in terms of, it just seems like we've got a lot of guys going down with injuries, and that's just part of the game.
The Packers have scored 20 or fewer points for four straight games for the first time since 2005. I'll have more after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
The Broncos entered the game last in points allowed, yards per rushing attempt, yards per passing attempt, opponent completion percentage, and opponent passer rating. Yet somehow, the Packers couldn't make them pay. At 2-4, things are not good for Green Bay, but running back Aaron Jones still confident they'll figure things out.
I think it's just going to make us a better team at the end. I know you, people don't want to hear that. They're tired of hearing that, or, oh, we're young. But young teams have to learn how to win as well. And every team that I've been on, we've had to learn how to win. So this is our learning lesson, and I think we'll get over that hump.
That's Aaron Jones, and I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's go!
Let's go! Be happy
Halloween. 98Q Country.
Somewhere you never been to, little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now
me, tears me, she
some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walk back to that beach bar. She said, don't care, boys, drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she gets me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she'd show up.
Beautiful place. I have-